what is this? What kind of a buzz is this causing in the cyber infrastructure community, of which you're a pretty big part?
Yeah, you know, it's a big deal. We've talked for a long time in the water sector about the fact that this was a major vulnerability for us. Matter of fact, we oftentimes refer to it as the soft underbelly of the sector. And when we thought that there was a actual attack that had taken place there in Illinois, this was everybody saying, my goodness, you know, here's the reality of what we're talking about. And even though that's turned out not to be an actual incident of any major consequence there, it turned out to be nothing at all, the fact remains that less than 24 hours after releasing a statement that kind of minimized what they thought had happened in Illinois, a hacker was able to get into South Houston, their water system, and took some pictures of a SCADA system, posted them online, and indicated that he didn't do anything to damage equipment or to cause illness or death by way of contamination that you can do online. But, you know, he could have if he wanted to. And that's what's scary about it. This is a very real vulnerability.
With groups like Anonymous out there and other copycats like the case of this Houston one, I mean, that's what this appeared to be, right? It looks like this was a case where somebody said, oh, that one wasn't, but I'll show them. Is that kind of what we were seeing here?
Yeah, so DHS released a statement saying, look, we don't think that, this vulnerability is widespread or critical, and essentially downplaying the significance of Illinois. At that time, everybody was under the impression that the Illinois incident was, in fact, an attack. So this guy, what he says is, look, in response to that, I'll prove to you how easy it is to do. I'll hack into a water system all by myself. And less than 24 hours after that statement was released, he successfully hacked into the system, which tells you we've got a real problem here. We need to do something about it. And I think that the way to do that is to form a public-private partnership. You know, we don't want Congress to have a knee-jerk reaction to start to throw regulations in place. I think the sector has proven that it's willing to move forward in the area of security, both physical and cyber. But we need to have help, I think, from the federal partners. And I would look for DHS to find a way to work with groups like Water ISAC to help water systems mitigate this vulnerability.
What kind of help specifically do you want, do you think that DHS should be offering to the utilities and to the other companies that are involved here?
You know, I'd love to see them work with like a third-party entity. Water ISAC is the one I keep saying simply because it's the centralized security resource for the sector. But, you know, if they were to work with them, they could put together something where using their members, they could do an assessment of the sector's overall security posture with relation to cyber. And then they could find out what are, let's say, the top 10 security gaps, if you will, and then set up training and assistance to make sure that utilities across the country could shore up cybersecurity systems. And you know, I don't think that would take, a decade, like you've heard some people say. I think you could do the assessment in a matter of, you know, I don't know, 8 months. I think you could do the training and technical assistance part in terms of development of curriculum in another several months, and then the actual implementation over another year and a half. So I think within 3 years, you could really see the sector reduce its risk, shore up security, and essentially ensure that it's able to provide what it's always provided, which is safe, clean, reliable water services to the country.
What's stopping the water companies from doing this on their own? Is there some kind of fear that they will not get support from the federal government, or that they won't meet eventual regulations, or what's holding them up?
Some of it is depending on the size of the system. And you've got some very, very small systems, mid-size and large. And a lot of the systems, particularly the large systems, have invested, I mean, a great deal of resources into this area. Where you get into particular vulnerabilities, I think, is in the mid-size and particularly the small systems. And oftentimes that just comes down to a lack of resources. And it's not just money. It's, the actual know-how. So you've just now, I think, got folks to the point where they're saying, okay, I understand there's a cyber vulnerability here. I understand I need to do something about it, and I will do something about it, but tell me what that needs to be. Help me understand how to protect my automated systems, and I'll do it. But I don't know how to do that in and of my own or myself.
I appreciate the insight on this. This is the kind of cyber threat that maybe we don't focus on enough, and I'm grateful for your input on it this afternoon, Vance.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for helping shine a light on the issue. It's an important one.